Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan delivered a stern warning to lawmakers on Capitol Hill today. He said the nation's long-term fiscal health has deteriorated, and he said Congress needs to deal with yawning budget gaps sooner rather than later. It wasn't necessarily a new message, but as NPR's Jack Spear reports, there was an increased tone of urgency.
Alan Greenspan has talked about the $500 billion federal budget deficit in previous appearances before the Congress. What made the message different this time was the Fed chairman's blunt assessment that unless something is done soon, there could be problems for the broad economy. Greenspan pointed to the fact that in just 4 years, the first wave of baby boomers will begin retiring, something that will put increased demands on Social Security and Medicare.
Our problem essentially is we have been making commitments without focusing on our capability of meeting them. And I think it is terribly important to make certain that we communicate to the people who are about to retire what it is they're going to have to live with.
Greenspan did not rule out the possibility of raising taxes to help reduce the deficit, but he said tax hikes should only be considered after all other avenues of dealing with the deficit have been exhausted. Greenspan said Congress should focus on reducing spending first.
Start with the expenditure side. What can be constrained? What can be reduced? And only after you've run out of all of those options would I advert to the revenue side.
The Fed chairman's statement on the politically sensitive topic of Social Security got immediate attention, though he never proposed cutting benefits for current retirees. Instead, he once again proposed increasing the retirement age and revising the cost of living adjustment, which is used to protect retirees from inflation. At the White House, President Bush moved quickly to reassure those in retirement or approaching it that no immediate overhaul of the system is planned.
My position on Social Security benefits is this, that those benefits should not be changed for people at or near retirement. As you know, in the 2000 campaign, I articulated a point of view that that we ought to have personal savings accounts for younger workers that would make sure those younger workers receive benefits equal to or greater than that which is expected. I still maintain the same position.
Greenspan also made it clear he was not proposing changing the benefits of current retirees, saying that would be unfair. But he warned lawmakers that with baby boomer retirement fast approaching, there is a growing urgency to deal with the deficit.
We have an obligation for those in or near retirement to honor what has been promised to them. If changes need to be made, they should be made soon enough, so that future retirees have time to adjust their plans for retirement spending and to make sure that their personal resources, along with what they expect to receive from the government, will be sufficient to meet their retirement needs.
Greenspan expressed skepticism the economy can grow its way out of deficit problems, an observation that puts him at odds with the Bush administration. But the White House is likely pleased with the chairman's repeated defense of the administration's tax cuts. When asked by lawmakers whether or not those cuts should be made permanent, Greenspan said he'd like to see that if at all possible. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.